The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 333.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a harpist, and I'm just excited to have her on and share her story. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Katie Wong. Katie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Yes, I'm a second-year harpist studying at Juilliard. I'm originally from Ridgewood, New Jersey, and I have two siblings, one older brother and one younger sister. We all started on the piano, and we are also on the swimming team. My parents gave us the option of participating in another sport apart from swimming, so I chose figure skating. I also started the piano and skating when I was about 4 years old, and then I began the harp when I was 12.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Katie, what's your cultural background?
My mom and my dad are from Hong Kong and Macau. Both are islands off the south coast of China. So my parents met in college and then settled in suburban Jersey to raise all three of us.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
One of my favorite self-confidence quotes is by Audre Lorde. Our visions begin with our desires. Me being a very goal-oriented person, I like to create analogies or metaphors to motivate myself. So in my mind, stepping stones are the tiny leaps of faith that you keep taking to create the person you believe you can become.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love what you mentioned about, taking tiny leaps, because a lot of people feel like they have to make this huge step to achieve a goal when, you can just take small steps to get to that goal and it still, you can be a success, right? Because a lot of people feel like if they don't take that big step, they're like a failure. And I always believe every little bit goes a long way, and we have to learn to celebrate the small and big success in our lives and our stepping stones. So I really like that you mentioned that. And what would be your definition of self-confidence?
My definition of self-confidence would be building and believing in your strong sense of worth without allowing others to question your value. Self-confidence contributes to nearly every aspect of my life, so that includes some of the simplest things, like not fitting into my jeans could just start my day from the weakest mindset. Or comparing this to something a little bit more complex, like, for example, passing the man on the street today who asked me for spare change, and he held up a sign saying, homeless veteran. So I think the ways that we carry ourselves, treat others, and protect our loved ones continuously play into our sense of worth.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, sometimes, just not fitting in into your jeans could be the start of a bad day. I think as women, too, most of us feel that way.
Yes.
But, it's just the small thing that we kind of focus on, not realizing there's other things out there in life. Like you mentioned, the man holding spare chains, he's a homeless veteran. It's you see a different perspective after that, and something as small as not fitting into your jeans, it's not such a big deal anymore. So I really love you put those two together. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I would say before I found my self-confidence, it was a lot harder to set goals and find direction in my life. So like I said before, I was a competitive figure skater. So before I was injured, part of figure skating includes watching your weight. And so that means, jumping high enough or fitting into a pretty dress, and also avoiding these comments from coaches or friends that, oh, maybe she gained 3 pounds. But I mean, looking past the negatives, figure skating is a beautiful sport and I still love it. So I was constantly pushing my physical limits and my mental stamina to perform my best. So those situations include, performing or competing, and that would be in a sleeveless mesh dress at 7 a.m. for 2 minutes in that competition program. So it wasn't until I physically couldn't compete anymore because of my injury that I started to lose direction. So then I picked up the harp for fun. I started the harp a little bit later than most harpists, but my parents encouraged me to keep up both my academics and music because I had the ability. So I believe that if you are given the ability, it's your duty to see it through. So in doing so, that has placed me on this career path, which my self-confidence is rooted in.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's crazy how you went from figure skating to being a harpist. I mean, most people probably wouldn't think of that as a career, but it's something that, you know, you probably did for fun and started loving and, you know, chose that career path. And like, what was that moment in your life when you realized you could do that? Like, you could be the person you are today. You found that self-confidence. Like, what was that aha moment?
I can't label one moment as that aha moment because it's a constant journey for me. But I would say that I'm always pushing the boundaries of my comfort zone. This is a game that I like to play with myself because I think it tests the range of my own mental strength.
Thanks for sharing that. And like, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Now I'm much more aware of what to avoid, what to look for, and what opportunities are available to me. So as a musician, I have videos or photos up on social media, and that's for my own platform. However, people have commented on my appearance, and it's not always been in such a positive way. I actually had one bride tell me she was so surprised that I was prettier in person than in my photos. So it's an ongoing process of reminding yourself that others don't see all the facets to you. This, you cannot allow that to diminish your self-worth.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, we have to realize, like, we can't please everybody, right? Especially like being in the limelight, like how you are, you know, showing your, you know, who you are on social media. There's always going to be that one person who's going to make a side comment, or you're going to have haters, or you're going to have people, you know, who might bash you. But like, you know, those things won't really matter because you're still out there doing what you love. You're out there, you know, showing people that anything's possible, which is great. And, you know, you're doing something positive in this world. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say know your ability. I mean, speaking from the perspective of a harpist, professional female musicians have only recently become a larger part of the world of symphony orchestras. So back in around the 1970s, I'd say roughly 5% of orchestral musicians were female. It wasn't until blind auditions were introduced that females began taking positions or higher chairs in these orchestras. And in an article I read recently, it said that today, 50% of positions in the top 250 American orchestras are held by women. So in this way, I'm fortunate to be in a field that has successfully eliminated that gender bias in America. But as for women in the male-dominated workforce, being confident in your ability will diversify the job market, and motivating other women like you to be noticed, that will propel the gender equality. Now, moving from that, speaking from the perspective of a woman searching for the balance in my own life, I would say surround yourself with people you trust, people you love, and those who love and trust you just the same. And apart from being your own fortress, I believe it's important to be open-minded and also open-hearted.
Those are some great tips that you mentioned. And it's crazy how in the 70s, there was only 5% of orchestral musicians that were female. And now we have like 50%. I mean, it's like a huge leap, which is great. You know, it just shows like women have the power to create that change if they believe in it. So I'm glad you mentioned that you read that article. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, of course. You can check out my website. So that's www.katiewong.com. And that has, you know, my official website for a harpist musician. You can find out about some videos that I have up there to hear my playing. And I'm always open to connect with anyone out there.
Thanks for sharing that, Katie. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Katie, you can also head on over to thetaleofselfconfidence.com. And search for Katie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just really want to thank Katie for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sheena. It's my pleasure.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.